1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
I want to remind you to go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Get the latest Bobby Dooley t-shirt, ladies. It's the Bobby Dooley Deo Spa t-shirt. It's a beautiful pink little t-top. It looks sexy. It's cute. It's all of that. And it has their rich waxed and relaxed, baby. Check it out on our website in our souvenir shop at www.philhendryshow.com. And let me welcome on a young man who is studying criminal justice in L.A. Canyon College. How are you, Mr. Oliver, right?
Yes, sir.
How are you, David?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
And, Dave, I wanted to have you on the program tonight. You are involved in a paper that you're working right now on for your criminal justice class, a thesis, if you will, on garage sales. Is that correct?
Actually, Mr. Henry, it's more about the effects of the so-called garage sales, the effect on the consumer of the so-called garage sales, and where the peace officer fits into this equation, if you will.
Now, you are studying eventually because you want to go on to the Los Angeles Police Academy?
That's my dream, yeah. It's been my dream for a long time. I'm very committed to becoming a member of the Los Angeles Police Department. I think it's the best police department in America, even though they've had their very difficult times. But I want to, you know, contribute to the community by being a police officer. Yes, sir.
Well, that's an admirable goal, and I wish you luck.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about the treatise. It's not a treatise. It's the paper that you're doing on the garage, the average American garage sale, right?
Well, I think there's all kinds of different garage sales. I think occasionally you find it's a phenomenon that traditionally you would not think the police need to be involved in, because it's a individual selling things from his house where you are transacting business with other individuals, and so there's no real set, state tax or anything like that, and that's fine. But I think one of the things that people have overlooked for a long time about the typical American garage sale is that what you're buying is, you know, for want of a better word, you know, and I talked to my professor Hall about this. I said, you know, I mean, what else do you call it but crap? You know, that's what you're buying. You're buying crap. And I don't think right now in America, people who go down the street on Saturday or Sunday looking for garage sales have been adequately warned that really what you're dealing with at these garage sales is substandard, you know, crap, you know.
What is the paper you told me, and I talked with Dr. Hall, your professor there at L.A. Canyon College, the paper is called The American Garage Sale, Interaction with the American Police Officer, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and it is subtitled basically Substandard Crap, is that what you call it?
No, I don't title it that, but when I do different interviews, I tell people that, and I try to talk to community groups, I've talked to senior citizen homes. I do an awful lot of talking to senior citizens, and I tell them, you know, if you go, because you have to understand something. As a police officer, one of the things that we want to do is to protect people who are less, you know, strong than us, who are weaker than us. And one of the things you want to tell senior citizens is, if you go to a garage sale, you're going to be buying just pure crap, you know, that they sell.
Let's talk about what you call crap. At a garage sale, people are selling items from their home that they don't need anymore.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And oftentimes it could be clothing.
I think that's the worst of it. You know, when they're selling you old clothes that got a hole in it, or they've got shoes that got holes in them, they'll sell you baby shoes that are way, if you look at baby shoes today, I mean, the baby shoes they'll sell you are way out of fashion. They look stupid. Like no baby would ever want to wear them, for starters. Plus, they sell you toys that some kid played with and might have broke. And what are you going to do with that toy now? Are you going to give a busted toy to your kid, see? The other thing to think about, and I think it's something everybody should think about, is you're going to buy at a lot of these garage sales, or you're going to see a lot of old furniture, vases, you know, that have, like, colors in them that look stupid. Paintings that why would you want it, you know? And
all right, but if this stuff indeed is crap, as you say, that you buy at garage sales, why do people buy it?
Because they're not aware of it, Mr. Henry, and that's why, as part of this paper, you noticed the buyer beware sign.
All right, now you're going around to different neighborhoods, and when you see a sign that says garage sale with an arrow pointing this way, what you put a sign underneath that says buyer beware.
That is correct. I think that's the first thing that you can do to protect the consumer against this. The crud that they're going to buy, you know.
All right. Let me get our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with David Oliva, a prospective police officer taking criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. The idea of putting a buyer beware sign underneath all signs that advertise the garage sale, you feel is, first of all, necessary, but why is that a police matter?
Well, generally, the police officer is the first person who has to intervene if there's a dispute between an innkeeper, for instance, and a customer. If someone doesn't pay, the police officer is called. If an individual is charging too much or is this kind of thing, you know, the police officer is generally the first person that is going to be called, you know. And I'm trying to look down the road, not like a year or two. I'm trying to look down the road 5, 10, 20 years from now when people suddenly realize that what they're buying at garage sales is garbage. You know, it's no good. You know,
and look. I've been to garage sales. I've purchased things that I liked. I purchased, for instance, once at a garage sale, a little leather notebook. You know.
Okay. Well, what do you mean?
Well, it was a leather. How do I want to call this? The leather covering that you put a notebook in, and I liked it.
Do you still have it?
I think I've got it someplace.
But so it's not really anything that you use every day. Plus, can you describe it to me?
Yeah, I can. It was a kind of a darkish leather, and it had like a flower cut into it. I don't know whether, you know, some people do leather working where you can carve in. It looked like a flower.
Okay, if you want to have that, that's okay. I mean, but it doesn't sound all that hot, you know. What I'm trying to say was...
But what if I like it?
You may like it because you think you bought it at a garage sale, so you're thinking, oh, wow, you know, look at this. It's leather and like, it must be handed down from family to family. When you don't realize, because you're not thinking, it's just a piece of crap. Now it's like collecting dust at your house, but it's a piece of crap that somebody probably bought at a store like a year before, and they're getting off it, you know? Maybe it cost them $5, okay? Do you remember what you paid for it?
I think I paid like a dollar.
Okay, so they're getting their dollar back at least, and they bought it over at like Long's Drugs or something, you know? You don't know. You don't know.
Well, what if it were an heirloom? What if it were...
No, they're not going to sell that at a garage sale. They're not going to sell a family heirloom at a garage sale. The stuff that people sell at garage sales, and that's why we say buyer beware, is generally like clothing that they have not washed, which is also a health hazard, or they're selling like a piece of furniture that is going to... If it's upholstered furniture, we strongly recommend against that, because upholstered furniture... Obviously, it could contain. I mean, you don't know what they were doing on it. I mean, you know, what if it has blood in it? What if it has anything like that? So that's why the buyer beware sign that we put up as part of this paper that I'm doing, I think is a sign of the future.
But David, if you get out of school, you eventually would recommend that there be some kind of a buyer beware sign underneath every single sign advertising a garage sale.
Absolutely, sir. Yes, because you're going to a garage sale, and people don't realize, really, the only thing you're buying at a garage sale is crap. And I say crap because that's the most descriptive way to describe it. I mean, it's crap, you know. I went over to Woodland Hills last week doing some research, and I saw a lady, and she was buying like it was like a potty chair for a baby. And I said, that's like... I said to her, why? You know, she goes, because it's, you know, I'm potty training my child. I go, yeah, but some other baby has sat on it. You know, God. And I just told her, it's just wrong of you to do that. And we talked about it, and we shook hands, and she realized that she was wrong, you know. And
So you're going to garage sales and talking people out of buying things?
No, sir, no, I'm not. But I happened to be at that one because I was doing research for my paper.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva joins us on The Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking about garage sales and what can the police do to let consumers know that what you're buying at a garage sale is substandard. Now, I would assume everyone knows that what they're getting at a garage sale is used, hand-me-down. I think substandard is a bit of a subjective term. But he is endorsing the idea of when you see a sign that says garage sale here, one should be placed under it that says buyer beware, meaning what you're going to buy at a garage sale might be garbage. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's bad. And you know, you sell this stuff to people.
We're back here with Dave Oliva. Dave is studying criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. Eventually wants to go into law enforcement with the Los Angeles Police Department. Talking about the average garage sale being, what you're saying is it's a ripoff.
Oh, I think so, Mr. Henry. And
by ripoff, you mean that people don't understand that when they go to a garage sale, they're buying substandard stuff.
I think that people fool themselves, and it's like almost mass hypnosis. If you've studied anything about mass hysteria or anything by Dr. Mesmer, who was one of the very first people to write about mass hypnosis, there is a mass hypnosis or a mass hysteria that takes place when people see a garage sale sign, because the first thing they think is, oh, you know, I'm going to go up there because the thing what I'm going to buy there is probably like an antique or something, you know, like you know, they think you're going into King Tut's tomb or something and getting some billions and billions of dollars of gold doubloons or something, and all you're going to be buying is like someone's old shirt, you know. I was at a garage sale doing research, like I was telling you, over in Woodland Hills, and a man had a shirt, you know, that he was going to buy. Well, you could very clearly see, Mr. Henry, on the underside of the arms, of the armpit, it had like yellow stains, you know. So somebody had stained it, you know, it just stained it up real bad, you know. And I want to say to the guy, hey, look, you're buying a shirt that's got pit stain, but he thinks he's getting some, you know, Italian, like trendy, you know, shirt, and he's getting it cheap. And all he's getting is a shirt that some other guy sweated into because he didn't have the common decency to get any perspirant, you know? I mean, that's what we're talking about. And I think there is a mass hypnosis. Everybody's hypnotized, and they all just, like, if you had never seen, like, even Night of the Living Dead, you know, that way they just stagger up to the garage sale and buy one piece of crap after the next.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to some calls here, David. Maxine, go ahead. Hi, how you doing?
Yes, I'm having a sale Saturday. I'm proud of this man for going to school. I'm selling a Bread Man Plus. It makes wonderful loaves of bread.
Okay, how come you're selling it?
I cannot lift it anymore. I have a cut glass vase.
You have a what, ma'am?
Cut glass vase. A Casio keyboard.
So?
A Honeywell HEPA air cleaner.
And they're all broken?
No. They're excellent condition.
Why ain't you holding on to them then? See?
Because they're too heavy for me to lift, and I don't entertain anymore.
Well, see, you need to put a sign, like, what was the one, the bread maker that you had, ma'am?
Sure, a Bread Man Plus.
It's a Bread Man Plus. Like, first of all, people think making bread is very romantic, like you're living in the wild frontier days. But what are you talking about? You
can it's go a machine. Buy a
I know,
it's
you can
machine.
Go get a loaf of bread at the store.
Where have you been? It's a machine.
I understand that, ma'am. But what you don't understand is you can go down and get Roman meal bread down at the grocery store for, you know, or Wonder Bread or like that.
What are you saying? In other words, you could go buy...
Yeah, and people don't get that.
Well, they don't. People know they can go buy bread.
Yes, they do, but they get hypnotized because some lady's selling a bread. What's it called, ma'am? Bread boy?
No. Let's be respectful of the company. Bread Man Plus.
Well, they, right there, that's, you know, that.
They
that
can use their own flour. Do you know how good it is to work with your hands? Do you know what a sense
ma'am,
of accomplishment you feel
when
you
I'm
work
Hispanic.
In the dirt?
I'm Hispanic. I come from a long line of farm workers, okay? And I can tell you those people would much rather be sitting kicking it in an office, you know, using the, you know, their bread man plus. See, that doesn't make no sense to me.
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense?
A Honeywell HEPA air cleaner. Nothing makes
What's
sense
that?
To him,
no,
sir.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, why would I want a bread maker?
I wouldn't
get
sell
a loaf.
It to you.
I could go down and get a loaf.
I would. Yeah, but you couldn't stay home. You might not have gasoline to go. You might not could afford the gasoline.
What?
You might not could afford the gasoline to drive.
What are you selling the Bread Man Plus for?
Money.
No, but how much are you going to sell it for?
Well, then there's a Honeywell HEPA air cleaner.
Wait a minute. How much are you going
to...
There you're going to rip people off, see?
No, you're not. I'm not.
Well, why won't you say what the price is?
Because I sell it cheaper than I price it.
Okay. You can get a Bread Man Plus. You can get a Bread Man Plus for $10. So if you sell it for less than 10, good for you. Yeah, she can laugh if she wants, but...
Then I have a Honeywell HEPA.
Crap.
HEPA.
H-E-P-A. Yeah, it's crap.
Excuse me.
It's pure crap.
If you have asthma...
Wait a minute.
No. Or hay fever.
Is that what you got?
It's a HEPA air cleaner.
Why aren't you keeping it?
Because I'm moving and I can't move everything.
Well, you sound like you need it.
You're damn right.
Yeah, and you're selling it? God, what a load, man. Okay, what else you got?
Well, what difference does it make what she's got?
She's selling all this stuff that nobody wants, nobody needs, and it's broken. Why else would she
They're already coming tomorrow. They're coming early.
Oh, what, are you getting phone calls from people?
Yes.
You know what, ma'am? All I'm trying to say is buyer beware, especially when it's some old lady who claims she can't lift it up no more. I bet you can lift. Can you lift the toilet seat? Yep.
Get out of here.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Just have a little bit more respect. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean a Bread Man Plus?
You can buy that for like $10. And a HEPA, what, air sucker? See, what's going on, Mr. Henry, is this. People are going to call up and say they got this and they got that. What they don't tell you is it's busted. Well, how do I know it's busted? They're selling it. Plain and simple, no questions asked. Otherwise, they would not sell it if it wasn't busted.
Well, that lady said she couldn't lift it anymore. She was too...
Yeah, right.
She said she couldn't lift it anymore because she was too elderly.
First she said she couldn't lift it. Next time she said she's moving. A lot of these people lie. Why do they lie? Because they want to dump their crap on some guy.
Here is Randy. Randy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
This is outrageous. This is crazy. This guy's going to sit back and he's going to tear everybody apart.
No, man, I'm just saying.
You
why not
choice,
call a spade a spade?
Hey, wait.
Call
a
spade
a spade. It's my turn to talk. You have the choice of looking at merchandise, and you have the choice of seeing if it's broke or not. You either pick it up if it's good for you, or you leave it. You have the decision. You have the ultimate decision. You're the one that's pushing out the money for it. And if she has a HEPA filter, and somebody needs it, and it's a little bit less than what you can get in the store...
Yeah, but don't you see how she's lying about it? Because you could see she couldn't breathe, and yet she's selling it.
Okay,
it's
got to
be busted. It's got to be busted.
There's plenty of people that I have out here as friends that are, you know, are paycheck to paycheck. And if I stop at a yard sale and I see something that's, you know, out there that one of my friends needs or can use, I grab it. And
yeah,
if it works,
okay,
they
great.
Get it.
So you come to your friend's house and you go, hey, I just bought this crap at a yard sale. How much are they going to appreciate
well,
that?
Well, excuse me, sir, but the definition is not what you're saying it is. It's actually, you know, property.
I think garage sales are scandalous.
Well, that's your personal opinion,
well,
and I'm, you
okay.
know, I'm just here telling you that you're kind of wrong.
But if you come to
your opinion shouldn't be forced on others.
If you come
and
to your friend's house, you say, hey, I got you a HEPA air sucker.
You're telling elderly people who could barely afford their medicine and their equipment that please don't shop at yard sales because
yeah.
it's all crap.
Yeah.
But you actually
okay.
should be telling them to actually check it out.
No, check it out what? Because they're going to buy something that's busted? Yeah, go over to that lady's house.
If you buy it and it's busted, then yeah, you... Should have checked it out.
There you go.
But if
That's,
you show up
go.
At a yard sale and you see something that you possibly
you,
could use,
you go to give your friend a busted air sucker, and he dies from asphyxiation. You should have said it was busted.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Okay, we're with Dave Oliva, a young man who was taking law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College, and he's talking to us about garage sales and how the police should take a more active hand in monitoring garage sales, including posting signs underneath the sign that will tell you about a garage sale saying, buyer, beware. Dave, you've heard people calling the program and saying, look, you have an opportunity to look at this stuff. You have an opportunity to see if it's substandard or not. Why not just let it go at that? If it's good, it's good. They'll buy it. If it's bad, you know.
Well, that's why we say buyer beware. I mean, there's nothing wrong with telling people, you know, that a lot of stuff that's sold at garage sales, in fact, 99% of it is pure dog crap. You know, you're not going to tell me that I'm going to go down to a garage sale and buy a piece of furniture like a chair and it's not going to bust? I mean, why are they not going to, and also they don't tell you what they were doing on the chair. And the best example is...
What do you mean what they were doing on the chair?
Well, you don't know if it's a fabric chair, what was going on, you know. If somebody, you know, sat down on... I don't want to say, but like if someone has a habit of walking around their house naked, and a lot of people do, and that's fine. I got nothing against that. You know, in the privacy of your own home, there's nothing against that. But you sit down nude on a chair that's a fabric chair, I mean, you need, no one's going to tell you that. It's going to say, yeah, I used to sit in that chair all the time nude.
And it's, so what if they were nude? You're telling me some kind of transference of unhealthy, what, oils or something?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know. Or if they had a sore or something. That's wrong. Number two, selling clothes. You don't know what disease someone had. If you're selling shorts. And number three, I bought a tape recorder one time at a garage sale, and I said to the guy, okay, show me, does it work? He goes, yeah, see? He turned it on, it worked. Okay, great. I take it home. Guess what?
It didn't work?
It was busted, yeah. And that's when I began to put two and two together and say, you know, stuff you buy at garage sales is I wouldn't give it to a crippled man in Ethiopia, you know? Like if they were selling food at a garage sale, I would not buy it to give to a starving child because you know something's going to be wrong with it.
That seems like a pretty stupid thing to say.
No, I swear to God, if they were selling food at a garage sale, it was probably something somebody had in their mouth already.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Carrie Phil, on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah, man. Basically, what I want to say is if you don't like it, then just don't buy it. Just like the Koreans say, if you don't like,
what are you talking
you
about?
Don't buy it.
What if I like it and I buy it and it's busted?
If you, then don't buy it.
How do I know it's busted till I get it home?
Test it before you buy it. Use common sense.
Okay, what if it's working and then I get it home and it's busted?
Well, then,
buddy.
It's as is. Then let the people know.
You're talking about as is, man. That's why I'm letting people know ahead of time, buyer beware.
Now, I believe, see, the thing is...
Nobody ever says buyer beware. They always say, yeah, come to my garage sale and buy some little bottle, you know.
No, you're treating people like they have no common sense. They know when they go to the garage sale that, okay... It might not work good. Let me, you know, they already know buyer beware. They know that.
What about that old lady just said she's selling a bread maker? You can go to the store and buy bread.
You can buy bread, but what if you Amish?
Okay, man, that's right. The Amish don't use electricity. Jesus, man. You don't know that?
You got me.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's everything that I'm saying. The other thing is, if you buy, like, I don't know what you call it, that air cleaner, that lady called up, she had lung cancer or something, how come she not keeping it?
Because she was old and she probably got back problems too and she couldn't pick it up.
Right.
My thing is, I've been to garage sales, I've bought things myself, you know what I'm saying? I bought stuff that they haven't even used it yet.
Have you?
It hadn't even come out the box.
How do you know that?
Because you could say it was still wrapped up.
You can get, hey, you know something, man? You can get shrink wrap and rewrap it something. That's not a hard thing to do.
Well, they weren't selling that at the garage sale.
No, I mean, they've used it, then put it back in the box and put shrink wrap on it.
Nah. Well, you don't know that they're doing that either.
Wait a minute. Why would you buy something, not even open it up, and then sell it at a garage sale? What is that about?
Because they realized they didn't need it, and they didn't take it back.
Yeah, okay, man. Okay, you know, if you want to believe that, that's your business, you know. I'm just saying.
And then, wait a minute, hold on. And then what type of person does a thesis paper on a garage sale? What school is that?
What is that?
What kind of school you do a thesis paper on a garage sale? You can talk about Dr. Martin Luther King or Coretta Scott King.
Hey, you know what?
King Tut.
Oh, wow. That's a really good point, man. Nobody's done a paper on Martin Luther King yet. Get real. Are you kidding me?
Saying,
you got like 9 million papers on Martin Luther King.
What I'm saying is.
And who? Coretta what?
Coretta Scott King was his wife.
What'd she do?
She made babies with him. She did.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, that's great,
she
man. Well, I tell you what, why don't you do that? If you buy a pair of shorts at a garage sale, how do you know the previous owner didn't freeball?
No. Who cares?
Oh,
who
yeah, okay. You don't care if the dude's freeballing?
What do you mean freeball? You mean no underwear?
Yeah. My balls?
Hey,
why
dude,
are you
know,
about
you,
my balls?
Dude, I ain't worried about yours, man. I just don't want to get in any. Get out. You know these people want to get ripped. You want to get ripped off, man. That's your business.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. The man's making a point. Don't buy it.
What are you talking about? Don't buy it. Every day in America, there's garage sales that people are getting ripped off on and being stole it from. And I'm trying to tell them, garage sales sell crap. And I say it again. You buy a pair of shorts, a guy freeballs, next thing you know, you've got like a pimple or something on your butt. You don't know where it come from. What?
Dude. That man made a good point. Whoever heard of doing a paper on a garage sale? I mean...
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, I'm going to be a police officer, okay? And police officers live in the world. And, you know, that's the world I live in. The world.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Dave Oliva, a prospective LAPD officer on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, go ahead. You had proof?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, we're back on the Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva.
The proof that you're buying nothing but crap at a garage sale is that when they sell it, they're almost giving it away. I mean, look at, like, I went to a garage sale one time, and there was a blender there, okay? You know, Mr. Henry, a blender?
Yeah, like a regular blender you mix up drinks?
Yeah, you know, like a, I forget what it's called, like a posterizer.
Okay.
They were selling it for 50 cents. What does that tell you? It's pure, it might as well just be free. Just give it to me for free. I'm going to spend 50 cents on your blender? It must, and the other thing that you have to understand, you buy a 50-cent blender, you get it home, you like your little kid comes over to turn it on, and the kid is electrocuted, completely cooked. Why? Because you wanted to get a blender for a quarter.
What are you telling me? It's unsafe?
Exactly, it's unsafe. And a little tiny child will come up to the blender that you bought for a quarter, go to turn it on, go, you know, I want to make a milkshake, goes to turn it on, and the kid is electrified all over him. All over him, he's electrified. And he dies from electrification. Okay, that's something to think about.
Well, you look at, man. I mean, you know, you're talking about if you buy a blender for a quarter and you get it home and you immediately want to make a milkshake with it?
Yeah, that's what people are going to do. They're going to go, look, hey, I got a blender for a quarter. Then they take it home and they plug it in. And the little kid goes to turn it on, and the kid dies from electrification.
What do you mean, you've been electrocuted?
I mean, yeah, electrocuted. What are you going to do then? There's nothing you can do. The kid is already electrocuted. There's no way that you can say, okay, I'll unelectrocute you, and you can't go back and say, give me my quarter back.
Let's go to Drew. Hi, Drew. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know, I just had a garage sale because I wanted to sell new product that was given to me as a gift. It was brand new in the packaging,
right.
And I was re-gifting it.
Right, okay. What do you mean re-gifting it?
Well, because it happens all the time. You get gifts that you don't necessarily want, and you can't return them.
Right.
And so you might as well sell them and give somebody else the benefit. One person's trash is another person's treasure.
You talk like you're doing something good. You're selling it, so you're getting money for something you never even bought.
And the person gets the enjoyment of using it.
Yeah, and you get money.
Rather than throwing it away.
And you get money, and you never even bought it.
Sure. Well, and then I can use that money to buy a gift for that person.
There's just no way of knowing if that's true or not. I mean, because today you can shrink wrap things. Nobody knows that if they're buying something, it's not used.
Even if it's wrapped?
Even if it's wrapped, yeah.
It's
well, what if the person says? What if the person says that they, you know, got it new?
You don't know if they're telling the truth. You don't know if they're telling the truth. They could have, you know, got it, used it, and then put it back in a box and then shrink wrapped it and said, "Oh yeah, it's brand new."
So then you go home and you wash it and you use it. No big deal.
You wash it.
You wash it. You clean it.
Well, you can do what you want, but. We're going to put up signs saying buyer beware. I mean, if anything, this show today lets people know that garage sales, you know, take another look at them because they're selling real crap.
What about
you know?
Me going to...
And like this lady here, she gets something for free. She thinks maybe she's going to, you know, make a cheap buck. Well, good for you. But we don't know that you haven't used it.
Well, as far as the whole entire blender thing goes, it happens all the time that people buy brand new products in retail stores. And
yeah, you know, yeah, that sounds to me like you got this all figured out. So why don't you go ahead and get somebody to give you some presents you can resell them, and that way you'll never have to work again. That sounds good. Get married again. You get a whole bunch of, like, wedding presents. How many times have you been married?
Once, sir.
Well, you should try it, like, two or three times. You take all them presents you get, you can sell them.
Now, what are you trying to do now?
Are you trying to insult me or ignore
No,
my
she's
point?
Just bringing up a lot of stupid stuff. Re-gifting. I got
your... common.
Huh? No, it ain't common. No, no. And if it is, it's like, totally wrong. I bet you the kind of woman that sells, like, underwear. Do you ever have garage sales?
Just because you don't like the point I'm making doesn't mean you need to turn...
Well, you're not making a point. You're talking about re-gifting. How many gifts do you get? How many gifts do you get? That's why I asked you. You must have been married like 9 times in order to get the.
What are you talking about? Married 9 times?
What are you talking about? She's getting a gift that she's already got. How many gifts do you get every year anyway? Like how many freaking birthday parties do you have? It's insanity. It's pure insanity, Mr. Henry. And I'll tell you right now.
Why don't you calm down? All right.
She's a gift getter. She ain't no gift giver. She's a gift getter. How come everybody's giving you gifts? What's that, in lieu of payment?
All right, get out of here, will you? Going to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Buyer beware. Yeah, go to a garage sale. You know what you get? Crap. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I own that I've had for a long time that I got at a garage sale, and I've come to the conclusion, yeah, wait a minute, my wife buys those little tiny bottles. You know those little tiny, I can't even describe them, they're just little tiny bottles. They're not little tiny Coke bottles, they're little tiny bottles that somewhere, somehow, some guy made them, and they had something in them at one time, but now you get them at garage sales. It might be little tiny medicine bottles. My wife collects these things, and she puts them, she decorates the kitchen with them. That's her whole thing. You know, so, and forget what, oh, yeah, and then there's this little tiny glass, I don't know what it is, but she's scout. You know, there's always this, you'll be driving down the road, your wife will go, oh, stop, there's a garage. Well, what do you want? I want to add to my collection of little tiny things that I have. What tiny thing have you got now? Wouldn't you like to know? This isn't a tiny thing I've got. What tiny thing have you got? Don't get smart, baby. Just remember who's making this golden hayride possible. So anyway, she'll get out, and she'll go looking for some little... It's like a glass cup is the thing that I'm thinking of now. Oh, I know what it is. It's got engraving on the glass. She digs that. And then her mom, you know, like we'll go over to her mom and dad's house, and her mom is, oh, Maria, there's a garage sale up the street, and they're selling the little tiny bottles with the thing. And she's, okay, let's go, man. Everybody's got to go up there. I always think that I want to buy something up there, and then I realize, ah, screw it, man. I'm really into books. I don't know if you're into books. I dig old books, and I read them, man. Now, do you know, here's the latest thing. You're not going to, you check this out. We bought our house. My wife said, no, I'm going to have my friend come in, and she's going to sort of what she called feather the nest, meaning, you know, kind of put up pictures here and maybe something there. I said, fine. Her friend's like an interior person, and one of these interior designers. Now, her friend comes in, did a great job, but one of the things she did was she brought in books. She said, oh, this will look, these are nice books, put them here, put them there. And I went, well, that's kind of cool, these are books. So I go over to look at the books, they're in Danish. I said, what is this? Well, so-and-so, she just thinks the books look really nice. I said, books do look nice, ones that you can read. Well, no, that's not what it's about. No. No, I know what it's about. It's about making a house look like the people in the house read the books, when in point of fact, they don't read books. So what they do is they just find these old books that are in Dutch, right? I said, why not get really cool old books that are in English, and then I can read it? Like, I got this almanac. I got a news almanac from 1881. It's one of my most prized possessions. I love this book, and I read it. My wife, no, but you know how really cool old books look. Yeah, I know, but I mean, I pulled the thing out of there. It's in freaking Norwegian. Well, what's that got to do with anything? Shouldn't, if you have books, no, just take it from me, folks. Next time you're in somebody's house and it looks like they got books that they read, pull it out of there and see if it ain't Norwegian or Swedish. Then you'll know. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.